I'll do the body meditation first, because I think it's, I find it helpful to really get the reference of the body, and then I'll do the metta meditation and direct you to the heart. See how that goes. So the first is always to set up awareness, let's just, this idea of stabilizing present moment awareness by just listening. So hold attention on listening and bring the mind to no thought, but just listening. So notice when there's no inner verbalization. Notice also that you're not trying to get anything, but by simply listening, you stabilize attention in the present moment. Also, you're not trying to get rid of thoughts and ideas, but simply by not going there, by listening, you stabilize stillness. So you understand that principle is quite easy. And you can do that with any of the sense bases. Try bringing your attention to your hands. Feel the pressure and warmth and the sensations in the hands. And hold your attention there. Hold your attention for a span of 5. And so you stabilize attention. So it's a simple principle. Now I'll describe the sensations and parts of the body. If you bring your attention to the sensation and then stabilize attention on that sensation. So it's not a thought about the part of the body, it's the physical sensation and the idea of just composing, stabilizing, and then move to the next one. So bring your attention to the mouth. Feel the sensations inside the mouth. Feel the roof of the mouth. So you hold your attention on that. And the mind comes to stillness. But you have to actually feel it, don't you? To be right, direct contact with the sensation. Feel the floor of the mouth. Feel the left side inside the cheek in the mouth. And feel the right side. Now, what happens to your eyes and shoulders when you do this? You're trying to see something, in which case you'll get tense, or you just let the sensation present itself, and then it'll be, if you do that, it's relaxed. You're not trying to get something, there's no tension. Feel the tongue. bring attention to your ears, the ear canals, the outer ears, to the nostrils, the nose, and then each time your mind wanders off, then just very patiently back to notice a thought, and then make a clear change of direction, change of attention, back to the body, not with aversion, but just simply turning your attention, and then hold attention on that part of the body. Go to the eyes, feel the eye sockets, the eyeballs. Follow a line behind the eyes into the cavity of the skull. Feel the top of the brain. Feel the front of the brain. Feel the back. Feel the right side. And the left side. Feel the whole brain as a mass of sensations. Feel the scalp and stay with it. Notice the mind going to past or future, speculating, and return and then hold attention. Stabilize. Feel the back of the head. Feel the neck and throat. Feel the hollow of the throat and draw a line down to the center of the chest. feel the chest moving with the breath. And stabilize your attention at the center, the feelings, sensations at the center of the chest. Now keep your eyes relaxed, keep the temples relaxed, keep your shoulders relaxed. Not trying to see anything. Just feeling what's there. Now we'll introduce the practice of kindness. So, first of all, welcome the in-breath at the center of the chest. Just imagine it going into the center of your chest, and the attitude is one is welcoming in. And the out-breath, just letting go out. So you have this kind of welcoming attitude. Not trying to get anything. Then introduce an image, a name, a person, a pet, anything that when you remember that teacher or parent or friend or partner or whoever it might be, it connects you easily to the feeling of kindness and care and love and so on. So the person is the trigger. So on the in-breath, you draw that in. So again, if I use my brother, Peter, center of the chest, and out-breath, may you be well. So there's a sense of affection or gratitude or anything that sort of opens the heart. Now don't start thinking about my brother, because that would just be off into the thought realms. So it's simply the word and the image into the heart, and then the out-breath is just a giving. So well-wishing, may you be well. So the stabilizing of attention is on the breath, the flow of breath, and the feeling at the center of the chest. The imagery evokes the feeling of kindness or affection. And don't look for anything special. Don't look if there's no strong feelings at the heart or whatever. Just the intention is good enough. So there's no desire or greed in this. Greed to get some kind of loving state. So just the name of the person, in breath, out breath, may you be well. Now bring up another person if you want, another image, parent, a guardian, a teacher, favorite pet, the Buddha, whatever opens your heart. So change the name, change the image, but the feeling's the same, really. You just reconnect and remember that. And as you do this, how does it affect your eyes, your jaw, your shoulders? Keep the face relaxed. Now introduce yourself into the picture. You can use your own name, so I could say Virodhamo, in-breath, may you be well, or may I be well, may I be free. Or if there's kind of specific things, like that friend I was talking about, may I have the tenderest mercy for my self-aversion. Simplest phrase is something like, in the in-breath, may I be well, out-breath, may I be free. Connection to the heart, same way. So it's a training. The mind will wander, no problem. Notice the wandering mind, then stabilize it by feeling the breath, and then introduce the image and breathe into the heart. Now return to the first person again, same person. So for me, Peter, and use that image to reconnect with the feeling. You keep stabilizing attention with the breath. Shift to the second person. Now, if this is making you sleepy, then it's too refined. So you need to do something like make the breath deeper, wait to the end of the out breath, take a big deep breath in, or use the posture. On the other hand, if your eyes are getting tight, your temples are getting tight, you're trying to get something, then relax that. So the second person, name the person, connect to the heart, then you'll be well. Switch to yourself again. So bring up an image of yourself, whatever ways you like. So this deep care for the whole mind-body system, for all the bits and pieces. Non-aversion, non-criticism, non-judgment. May I be free from fear, may I be free from anger, whatever you like. Now drop the images and thoughts and just do this without a specific person in mind. So the in-breath, just welcome all things. Out-breath, just let go of all things. So just welcoming in from the heart and letting go out. Just stabilize the attention with the breath, feeling the breath at the center of the chest. And then this open-hearted, welcoming attitude. So that's a kind of possible pattern. So for the rest of the sitting, either pick up people, bring them into consciousness, or just sit in this sort of open-hearted awareness. So what we're doing is we're cultivating a skillful, open-hearted attitude of kindness. And just notice how when your attention drifts into thought, the energy goes up into the head. You can actually feel thought in the brain. So you learn to recognize the thinking mind and bring your attention down into the body and stabilize it, and then bring forth wholesome attitudes like kindness. So it's a patient training and trying to get rid of. And then if you have a lot of difficult material coming up, then have compassion for that rather than trying to change it. Say, oh, this is suffering. You know, be free from suffering. And see if there's a bodily component to it. So when you go outside, if you just the same principle, mindfulness is a kind of settling of things rather than this idea that you have to control yourself to be mindful. And then just use things like when you're doing walking meditation, just feel the coldness on your face and just hold attention on that. Very simple sensation, and that'll stabilize your mind. Or just like if you look out into the expanse of the river, rather than commenting on it, you can. It's beautiful, it's wide, it's whatever. Oh, there's the snowmobile track, and there goes someone walking. That's the mind commenting, which is fine. But also, just use like the visual image and just stop the mind. Just seeing. In the seeing, there's just the seeing. This is the way the Pali language talks about it. So you stabilize the mind through visual perceptions. And then, so then during the walking meditation, don't try to control yourself for 20 paces and not think. That's what we often do. And you start out, I'm not going to think, and then you feel defeated at the end of it. But rather just like stabilize your body on just the feet touching the ground. It's quite peaceful, it's quite lovely actually, it's not forced. And then walk with that sense of just stability, and the mind wanders off and recollect. So it's a composing. So there should be, you know, it's something that's beautiful rather than forceful. But it's frustrating, admittedly, because the habits of mind can be so recalcitrant and stubborn and do all the things that they do. But if you try to bring a sense of kindness and beauty and compassion, then it works all right, hopefully. So this is about just over an hour. So if you want to go do the walking and come back when you want, but the next bell will be at 11:30 for lunch. Okay.